refresh or do it?
Yes, sir.
Designated appointments for city council members. I'll read them off. Councilmember Williams, Water and Sewer. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Councilmember Benonis, you go to streets.
No problem.
Jalon, Parks.
Sure.
And Mr. Kevish Buildings.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Council meeting start time for 2016. Leave it the same as 7 o'clock.
It's fine.
Does anybody object to making it 6:30 so we get here earlier in the evening?
That'd be hard for you, wouldn't it?
Oh, for me, so.
Yeah.
So are we set on 7 yet or discussion?
I'm good.
I'm fine with that.
Is what it is then.
Designate the official depository, the bank, and the official newspaper, and then the State Bank of Hamburg, and the Norwood Times. City engineers, SEH, Justin Black. Emergency manager, Paul Brady. Any questions on those designations, appointments? At this point, if there is no discussion, I look for a motion to approve the appointments 2016.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to public comments. I don't know if most of you are for here for the letter that was sent out. Otherwise, if there's somebody that has got anything in the sheriff's department or anything right now, we've got a couple minutes or?
Yeah, I'm Corporal Bone. Just an update on, not officially sanctioned, but you're going to be getting a different cop next year to cover the area anyway. It'd be Dave Murphy. He was previously in Waconia. One of the friendliest, nicest cops you could ever get, so you'll enjoy having him out here.
So he'll be starting in 2016?
Correct, yep. As of this coming week, he'll be patrolling around here. So.
Okay.
Other than that, no news that I'm aware of.
Other than this, a little excitement once in a while in New Year's?
Once in a while, yes. I was involved in that, so. Nothing too bad damaged to me. So.
No, that's what it appears to be.
So. No, I haven't had any further though, so.
Okay. Well, thank you. Anybody else, anything else other than regarding the letter? Maybe we'll move on. Agenda review, any items to be added?
Mayor and Council, just a few things. Updated claims list, which I will go over under line item 10. So, addition of August claims. Through that was an updated claims list for December and January. Also, just a memo which can be put under the consent agenda for Xcel Energy with proposed rate increases to the Utilities Commission. And the other thing, I just want to make a note on the consent agenda, unless there's any objection, to renaming Resolution 2015-08 to be Resolution Number 2015-12-11. So that would be an amendment to the consent.
Anything else, Council?
I will, under my report, I'll report out what took place at the Southwest Transit Authority meeting last Friday.
Anything else, Council?
I'll move to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Move on to the consent agenda.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Chief Buckingham.
My turn. First off, we just had officer wages for 2017, just a carryover for last month, so I don't really have anything. Good decision, or to hold on, or it's in your guys' lap now.
All right, you got a little time for this. There's really a fact.
Well, whatever, it's just brought up. On the gear washer, we had put in for a grant in November. We did not get that grant. We had some prices for some of the work to get done already. When I had met with where we got the gear from, she originally told me that gear extractor we put the grant in for. She said that's really overkill for what we need. So we went back. Now that we don't have the grant, we found some money to pay for it on our own. So I guess what we're asking is, we donated the relief to the city already. If we can run it through that account. We donated $3,000. The original bids they got were about $800 for the electrical work, and Extreme was the lowest on that. Plumbers, they had about $1,500 figured, but no one ever really gave me an exact number. And it's to be about $800 for a washer. So we got $3,000 we already donated. We've got another $1,000 in that account. Guess I'm just asking if we can just get that done. I mean, it'd have to go through the city account, and it'd be in the city building is basically the only reason we're asking permission. And it'd be a gear washer, just to wash our gear with all the cancer stuff in there.
Council, got any comments, or?
We had a couple years back, we bought that one with Norwood a few years back, but when they were redoing their station, we had it back by the shower here. We had Extreme out. This should be easy enough for them to run the wire, and the plumbing is all right there for the shower, so we should be able to just, it's going to be a few feet away from there. So all the plumbing should be there. It's just a matter of getting down behind the wall to plumb it out. So.
Does that take hot water, or is that just cold? Or?
It'll be both, but they're, like you said, both hot and water, hot and cold, they're both right there anyway.
Yeah, okay.
So we should be able to just plumb right into what we got there.
I thought on fire retardant stuff that you didn't wash it with soap or something. You still use soap with that? Or?
It's soap, yeah.
Yeah.
That, what you can have is your old end home. It's got to be a front load mount. It can't be the top mount. The beater inside is what beats
that
mean them
up. That's, yeah, okay.
Yep, that's probably what you're thinking. So as long as it's a front mount, we're fine.
Any questions, comments? Otherwise, I don't see a problem.
Do you need a motion?
You should have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to the fire department to run the purchase of the gear washer through the city account. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I had just one more thing. It shouldn't be much, but one of our locks is broke, or just it's on its last leg. So we had them out to look at fixing it, and they said they're basically shot. So he's getting me prices on these both the front doors to just rechange the locks on them. So.
Those will be
push button. Yeah, I told him push button yet. Yep.
Both of them.
Yep. Yeah. And the back one will probably leave because they're all the same age, but that one hardly ever gets used, so that one seems to be working fine yet. So,
I idea.
He said they're about $400 to $500 a piece, so he's going to get prices, and that's why I haven't gotten the prices yet. So there's not a whole lot to bring up, but
we know.
You're right. That's all you guys have for me.
Anything for Chief?
No, we'll just need to. Did you figure out if it was three or four firefighters that missed last night?
I don't know. I can find. I know it's three for sure, but we got them all signed in, so it'll be easy to find out.
We just need to reschedule for those guys.
How long do you think it'll take?
I think we can walk through it in a half hour.
Maybe do it on our next meeting night or something, if that works. Get them before the meeting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll work with you on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
We did on that other thing. We were doing a fundraiser for Becky Zellman in the hall here, and we're just, I don't know if you have any papers to see, but we have our license for the gambling and everything. We just need to know if you can lower the price of the hall so it's not such a, I don't know if you do that. Becky Zellman, Virgil Zellman, daughter, Virgil and Kathy.
Tim Zellman, they call him Barney.
Just to make it easier to get that more money.
Make more money?
Oh, yeah.
Also, any
discussion? Amir, didn't we do something when somebody, I'm thinking Brad was involved, but we donated the hall here within the last 6 months or so?
That was for one of the fire department explorers.
Okay.
Which was kind of more directly through the city, sponsored by Hampton Fire.
And in the past, haven't we then done something like a half price rent?
I think we did for Brandy Yakes, because I was on that convention, and I think we got that for nothing at the time.
For
Brandy Yakes?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I think Jeff Detman, his was also a donation.
Also? Thoughts? Wishes?
I think we can give them a break of some sort in regards to it, and we've done it in the past. And typically, we've given a fuller break for those that are residents of the town in that. And I know there are some extra benefits you get from having the hall here versus trying to get the pavilion used in Norwood in that. But I think maybe if we look at trying to make sure that we have enough money to be able to clean it. And that, I don't know what that would be. If it would just be $200, we would need to make sure to have for $150, or what that number would be.
I'd say at least $200.
We are only going to be there one day. So it will be Saturday morning Saturday night. There will be an extra day in there.
What's the usual?
Six and a half.
And you think $200 would cover our cost?
That's going to cover Greg's time.
No, he's
not. Greg's time is going to be probably at least $150.
So $50 for each, would that work? How cold are going to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's say a figure of the gun, I guess. You can't predict what it'll be.
Yeah, something maybe for the future. Maybe we set the scheduling for the city's price list. Something we should look at adding a line item.
Yeah.
Find when we have these type items, and we can
$250?
I'd make that motion.
Sound fair? Or the rest of the council?
I'll second it.
$250 to work for you?
That's great, yeah. Appreciate
before
it.
Before I make a motion, I'm sure that it...
Oh, that's great.
It flies.
So, motion seconded to set a rate of $250 for the fundraiser on February 13th. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
Can I, we need this signed also for the gambling license.
And we should also have a motion to approve the Minnesota lawful gambling application for exempt permit. Looks like it's going to be under the Young American Baseball Club, and the date is February 13th, 2016.
Are you doing pull tabs or something like that, or...?
Just raffle.
Raffle
just type stuff.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the application for exempt gambling permit for the February 13th fundraiser. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
Deputy Eric Wolf. I'm in field training, just finishing up my last couple weeks here. So I will be patrolling most likely the south end of the county, so covering Amber, Norwood, Cologne, Harbor areas.
All
right. So on night shift. So.
It's nice to know our name with the face.
Yeah.
Hopefully don't see us though.
These are for the Lions. This is another one. For this is just for the alcohol.
Yeah.
Same day.
It's the event where the Lions are working, are doing the bar for the event.
Oh. Or they're serving. So they'll use our liquor license and they'll use our insurance.
Oh. Okay.
Are
ordinance was approved. Still waiting on the permit to come back. But I've sent in the annexation, so everything kind of seems to be in motion on that. So it should be good. Hopefully, within the next week or two, she gets something back from the Municipal Boundaries Board. I did send it in. They sent it back. They wanted another map to show the... They wanted a city map to show the location, so then we mailing that back with the fee, so then that should be taken care of. So, as far as the county road, I'm still waiting to hear back from the county on getting me a revised, you know, agreement. So once I get that, then I'll bring that forward to council.
I got... Are they putting salt on that or on County Road 50 or not?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay.
I mean, they're doing, you know, salting curb to curb, but
yeah. Yeah, I just know the colder weather. I didn't know if it was they were doing that because it was so cold. I didn't know if it was working or not.
Okay.
Yes. I know there are a few other cities that had some questions and concerns with the agreement, so I think it was going to go back to the board this month. So then I guess would lead us to the last item, the December 30th. You sent out the letters in relation to the letters that were requested from a few of the residents from the December 22nd, 2000. Meeting. So at this time, I guess if there's anything that Mr. Lund maybe wants to touch on here from a personnel committee standpoint, and then we can maybe open it up to any comments or questions.
Just a couple of things, hopefully.
Do you want me to come up there?
Oh, if you would, please. Yes, that'd be great. This is our city attorney, Kelly Young.
Hi. Still got my coat on.
Hopefully all the residents were able to get it and had a chance to look at it, and we can address some questions here in a second for anyone that has any additional questions in regards to that. But before we kind of dive into that, just want to get some points of clarification out on the table. Especially in regards to some recent updates made to Councilman Odom's website. Just have a couple of quick questions in regards to what's out there that's been added to it. And you reference in there that there's some type of a cover-up going on in the city with the city hall and the city officials. I mean, those are pretty serious, accusations to make. Just curious, specifically, what is it that you're saying that's being covered up?
I talked to my attorney yesterday. Did you get my email I sent you, by the way?
I have received correspondence that may be
yesterday.
In tune to that. If you want us to discuss it.
No, what I'm saying is, in there I told you that I talked to my attorney yesterday, and he and I talked at great length about what's going on out here. And he states, as long as there is an ongoing criminal investigation, it's improper for the city to discuss it, and it's improper for me to talk about it. So that's where we're at.
So in regards to that, which I think we are all in agreement that as the events move forward, just curious as to the other points on your website that are made in regards to data and that, you also mentioned that you're trying to do, you know, your job and looking out for the best interest of the city of Hamburg. And we've asked repeatedly, you know, to make sure that all private data is retained properly by the city administrator. Where do we sit on that?
That also was addressed in my letter, your email I sent to you.
Okay. I guess the question, I mean, the information inside that email that was sent to me, that would be in regards to what we have been going with the ongoing. If you want, we can discuss the contents with the rest of the council, but I would need you to waive any right to...
No, again, this is like the city has done in the past about various other topics. This is a matter that it's an ongoing investigation. It's a criminal investigation, and As such, it should be held in a closed meeting.
I guess that leads to another question. I mean, what is your understanding of what type of information is to be discussed in the closed meeting and not to be discussed
regarding,
in the closed meeting?
It's regarding personnel action against the city representative. And so, when an attorney tells me, an attorney that I pay good money to, that this should be discussed at a closed meeting and I should not discuss it any further, for me to go against that advice would be wrong. So that's my position.
Can I
say? Please.
So can you tell me, Mr. Odoms, as the city's attorney, who your attorney is? Because under the rules of professional responsibility that I as an attorney have to abide by, if you are represented by counsel, by an attorney, I would need to correspond with your attorney as opposed to you. So in order for me to do that, I need to know the identity of that attorney.
I have not formed signed a formal retainer with him yet. That's going to happen Saturday.
So you're not willing to tell me who your attorney is?
Not at this time.
Okay. And you're going to tell me who that is on Saturday?
He'll probably tell you who he is then next week.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point, Jeremy. Okay, thank you. So the city of Hamburg has not ever treated council members as personnel or as employees under the open meeting law or under the Data Practices Act. So all of you sitting here as council members are, in fact, council members. You're not employees. So every city in the state of Minnesota can make that decision as to how the particular city wants to treat their council members. And if the city wants to give council members rights under those statutes by treating them as employees, the city of Hamburg has not chosen to do that. So that is a city council decision. It's not up to an individual council member to make that decision and tell the city how that person is treated. It's up to the city of Hamburg council to make that decision. So as I sit here today, I'm not aware of any motion that's ever been made, any ordinance. In fact, if you look at the personnel policies of the city of Hamburg, it does specifically exclude from the applicability council members, as well as the city attorney's office, because I'm also not considered to be an employee of the city of Hamburg. So I disagree with what Mr. Odoms just said, that his attorney is telling him. He does not have data privacy rights as Jeremy does, or as the deputy clerk does, or as the public works director does. I have also looked at Mr. Odom's website, and I am concerned as the city attorney of putting out private data to the public, possibly, on that website. And that could be any possible identification information regarding things that are private data. And it concerns me that on Mr. Odom's website right now is possibly contents of private data. I would ask as the city attorney, Mr. Odoms, that you refrain from putting out any identifying information in any social media, on your website, in any forum regarding any private data. So we can't discuss private data regarding employees. That would have to be in a closed session, so we can't discuss that here. But I would ask you to refrain from doing that publicly here today.
So So it appears the saga goes on.
Pardon me?
It's just like the saga goes on.
I did Data Practices Act training last night for you guys, so I explained what that means. It's any information regarding employees of any nature of any identifying information.
And I guess, I mean, it begs the question. I mean, I think for the majority of us here, we understand the definition between public and private data. It begs the question, though, in Councilman Odoms, what is your understanding of the definition of private data on the Data Privacy Act?
Chris, I told you, my attorney said I should not discuss this. It should not be discussed at the meeting. I'm not going to discuss it anymore.
I'm not discussing anything about what's going on. I'm discussing a definition of private data.
I'm taking my attorney's word, and anybody in this room that gets advice from an attorney and doesn't follow it, I think that there's
probably no... You can't give a definition to what private data is?
I told you, I'm not discussing it, Chris. My attorney told me not to discuss it. We'll discuss it in court. Period.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with an ongoing investigation. It's simply as benign as asking you, why is the sky blue? What's your understanding on what private data is and what private data isn't?
I guess I'm a little concerned what the intentions are here. I believe most of these residents here are for this item. They were at the last meeting. Council was told to get along. These are just comments and things that were said. And one of the other comments made was to make a resolution, start the new year to get along. This isn't a good start to getting along. And it just worries me, your comment is, we'll deal with it in court. I think these residents are here because they're
tired of paying for attorney fees.
It's throwing money in the air.
It's the city, it's the city that you decided to take this to court. Not me.
Because of breaches of data.
It's the city.
Nobody's taking anybody to court. There is no court file.
Yes, because it's being reviewed right now.
Then you should be talking to someone. Your attorney told you to shut up.
Good, Mike. I'll take your word on that.
Where's your attorney, though? He should be here tonight.
Yeah, he should represent you. Yeah. You've been lying through your teeth as long as you've been on this council, and you still are.
Yeah.
And we're getting damn sick of it.
All this money is costing us any money.
Us money.
I mean, even the residents asked to get it over with. And the only one who can make it to get it over with is you. And it's not supposed to be happening, I don't think. We can't get an answer.
We were told last meeting that McLeod County was going to get that data. Have they?
I don't know. Chris?
We cannot talk about any pending investigation. We cannot, it's confidential. We cannot talk about that.
Right. Unfortunately, we'd love to be able to give an update on that, but because of the matter of the subject that hasn't been resolved yet, we haven't been released to be able to give that information out in that. But with that being said, we still are here discussing elements on a website and trying to make sure that we all are under the same guise and follow the state and federal mandates. It's we don't get to decide here at the city level to go against state and federal mandates when it comes to private data and the dissemination of that private data. That is wholly separate from what's been going on up until this point. And we just had training last night on the definition of private data. Again, probably I lost track of time a number of times, but at least the third, if not the fourth time that the council's heard it. Yet I find it very interesting that on your website, you continue to allude to data that is not public. And a case in point is the number three in reference and asking people out here in the audience and our residents to request information on a closed meeting, which you know very well from our training, cannot be given to the public.
And therein lies the secret.
If the
people had those three pieces of information, they would totally change their mind. And I'm asking the city to give that information to them.
You're asking the city to violate the law?
I think the city can authorize a release of it.
No, we can't.
No.
Only the subject matter of that information.
It will probably. And when I mention court, let me clear that up. The case, as you said, is under investigation by the McLeod County Sheriff's Office. It's an open investigation. We can't talk about it. Once they conclude their investigation, their findings go to the Scott County Attorney's Office for criminal charges to be filed against me, requested by the city. Let's make that very clear. It was the city that initiated this, not me. So it's under investigation. If we can't talk about the data on the hard drive, we can't talk about the investigation because it's all wrapped up into one.
Well, Mayor, the questions I'm asking aren't about where we are in the process of the investigation or anything really to do with the investigation. It has more to do how what your understanding of what private data is and what private data isn't, and how you can disseminate certain data to the public and which information you can't. And I'm just trying to get an understanding of why you continue to put stuff out on your website that you know is private data.
I don't know that it's private data. And I think that'll probably be for a court to decide.
The four times that we've been
in court.
Well, the thing is, we've had at least four sessions with the league, with Kelly, about what private data is. Would you agree or not agree that a closed meeting recording?
I'm not going to discuss this anymore, Chris. My attorney said not to talk about it, so I'm not going to. Period.
Well, you just gave us a synopsis where you think
I'm trying to be courteous. But that's where it stops. I'm taking Mike's advice here.
So can I clarify something? Can I ask you something in private to come back here to clarify something in the council meeting?
Yeah, we can take a recess, sure, if the mayor wants to.
Yeah, why don't we just recess for...
I'll move to recess.
Second. I'll second.
I'll move to reopen the city council meeting.
So I just want to publicly reference personnel data and the definition of that in this open meeting. We've done training on it, but I just want to publicly go on the record and provide some more information directly from the statute. So in the Government Data Practices Act, there is statute which is 13.43, and it's entitled Personnel Data. And Subdivision 1 reads, definition, as used in this section, personnel data, I need some water. Okay.
Louder.
Means government data on individuals maintained because the individual is or was an employee of or an applicant for employment by, performs services on a voluntary basis for, or acts as an independent contractor with a government entity. Subdivision 2 then states what is public data regarding employees. So there are certain things regarding current and former employees that is considered to be public data. Those kinds of things include their names, employee identification numbers, which must not be the employee's Social Security number, gross salary, salary range, terms and conditions of employment relationship, contract fees, actual gross pension, the value and nature of employer paid fringe benefits, and the basis for and the amount of any added remuneration, including expense reimbursement in addition to salary. Other things that are public include job title, bargaining unit if there's a union, Job description, education and training background, previous work experience, date of first and last day of employment. The existence and status of any complaints or charges against the employee, regardless of whether the complaint or charge resulted in a disciplinary action. The final disposition of any disciplinary action, together with the specific reasons for the action, if there is disciplinary action taken. Complete terms of any agreement settling any dispute arising out of an employment relationship. Work location, work telephone number, badge numbers, work-related continuing education, honors and awards received, and payroll timesheets or other comparable data that are only used to account for employees' work time for payroll purposes. A government entity may display a photograph of a current or former employee to a prospective witness as part of the government entity's investigation of any complaint or charge against the employee. There is also a provision that talks about applicant data, so individuals that are applicants but never become employees. Then subdivision 4 reads, other data. All other personal data is private data on individuals but may be released pursuant to a court order. Data pertaining to an employee's dependents are private data on individuals. So that's what our state legislature has defined as private data. So there are finite things that are public, which I just read. Everything else is private and cannot be released without a court order or without the employee releasing the data. Private data should not be identified, should not be described, should not be provided out on a website without the employee's permission. Again, I'm going to just reiterate and ask that all council members refrain, if they are aware of information that's private, from putting it out to the public. The personnel committee has greater access to private data than the rest of the council, and the council members themselves can only be accessing that private data if we're in a closed session meeting and we're discussing something, and then the data needs to be returned to the city so that individual council members are not keeping that private data at their homes. It needs to be in a secure location. If any council members have private data regarding any employees of the city of Hamburg, we've already requested that the private data be immediately returned. I'm here to request again tonight that any private data regarding any employees be immediately returned. The keeper and the responsible person for private data for the city of Hamburg is Jeremy, and that is pursuant to the council passing the Data Practices Act policy. Jeremy is in charge of keeping and securing that private data. If anyone has any questions, I'm here to answer them regarding the applicability of the statute to the city, but the legislature passed 13.43, which I read in summary fashion here. I did not read the entire statute, but I read it in summary fashion, and we're not at liberty to deviate from it, and we must comply with the law.
Just we've gone through this 3-4 times. I hope the citizens, the ones that are new tonight or whatever, kind of get a little grasp of where the city is at. We're protecting ourselves is what we're trying to do for our data.
Yeah, I mean, the consequence of us up here not protecting the data and retaining the data here at the city, I think as we discussed in the last meeting, I know no one likes the fact that we've probably if you add the fees and you add the time and all of that, they add it together, we're probably close to $45,000-$50,000 that we spent in 2015, but it's a far cry less than we would have to have spent if one of our employees decided to move forward with a violation of the Private Data Act, which could go into the millions as far as a lawsuit. Hopefully over the last few meetings, everybody has seen that we're trying to move the ball forward. I understand the frustrations from some of the residents because we can't divulge the ongoing conversation that's not in our hands. I would love to be able to do that, but unfortunately, it would be a violation of what we're actually trying to stop from happening going forward. That being said, we can still have other conversations around the understanding of private data, which hopefully you are in attendance here have found out that we all may not have a grasp of what private data is and what public data is, or at least we're not willing to convey what our thoughts are on it. And I guess I would ask if there's any, unless anybody of the council members or if mayor, if you object, I mean, does any of the anybody else wants to come up and ask questions or inquire or make comment, I guess would be nice at this time.
Citizens are sure welcome. Do you have a question or comment? Or?
I got one. Larry Mueller, resident Hamburg, former member of the council. I think Mr. Odom thinks he's above the law, myself. But I can't just understand why he can't take a hint with the presence of the public here at the last meeting, and now what's here today. In the last two meetings, there's probably been more people than have been in a council meeting in the last 15 years. And I just won't take the hint. And about, I'd say 10, 11 years ago, an elected official from a different agency made a statement to me while I was on the council, Larry, stay away from him. He's violacious. So that's all I got to say.
I have a question, actually. I'm Heather Feltman, resident in Hamburg here. Just a question. I haven't attended any of the meetings, especially the last one. I was working late that night, wasn't able to come. But as an elected official, as our, you know, we as a community elected him to our council, I understand he's breaking many rules here by putting all this information on this website. But as an elected official, and you guys have talked about this, I'm assuming, but is there anything that we can do to get him off of our council so that he is not hearing what's behind closed doors? Or is there nothing that we as a community, I guess I don't know how, I'm really new to, you know, like I said, the meetings and stuff, but is there any way that we can, what's the word I'm looking for, vote him off the council so he doesn't hear what's behind closed meetings anymore?
I don't have those statutes in front of me.
No, that's okay. I mean, if that's maybe something that we look into, if he's, you know, that we can, I mean, I don't know how much it takes to get, how many votes it would take to, you know, impeach, is that the right word? How we could impeach him off the council. You know, I am assuming that a few of us go around and spread the word would, I mean, I'm willing to go door to door. He's already cost us how many thousands of dollars in debt already. I mean, if we could maybe see what it would take that he could maybe, you know, I don't know what that would all entail, but just a question of mine that I have.
Good question. Man.
Thank you.
Is there something you can maybe get
back to? There's specific statutes as it relates to municipalities as it addresses those issues, but yeah, I'd have to look at the statute. Mm-hmm. But we can get back to.
That was one of the questions I had also. If we can get back to us, we can find out what it will take and how long this is going to go on yet. I mean, this can go on for years, probably, correct?
Well, no, because Mr. Odom's term would be done in a year, at which time, unless he would be elected again,
Then he would not be having access to any data. He wouldn't be in any closed sessions. He wouldn't have any access to any private data.
Does he still not have access to that other data that's not getting handed over?
I have no idea if he won't answer. I don't know what. I have no idea what data he's got.
Last meeting, he said it was being turned over to McLeod County the next day, and that's what we all were expecting that it would have been turned over, and that's why the question came before, because we were told he was going to have it turned over from the FBI to McLeod County the next day, that's what we were told, and that's why we all expected that data to be turned over to them, because he told us on the last day.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we can't talk about anything about that.
But Kelly, even if he was up to council, does that stop the bleeding?
Well,
the people, we're all tired of spending the money.
Information, but would it stop the bleeding of what's going on here? You're still going to be involved. You're still going to be attorney fees that are going to be violated.
I hope that, my goodness, I would hope that by that I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I guess I can't really answer that. It's possible, yes, things would be but again, I don't have a crystal ball.
Yeah.
And on that.
But there's a good chance that it wouldn't quit you.
Well, I don't know if I want to even. I can't even guesstimate as to that. I don't even want to do it.
Jeez, unless they're making drugs in their garage, is it really that bad to cover up?
We don't know what that even means, so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I
don't know. We're all tired of, you know, it's money that's coming out of every single taxpayer in town, and the attorney fees are getting higher and higher. And he tells us, well, I'm donating the money back for being on the council. That's peanuts compared to what he's making expenses for the rest of, you know, there's a lot of people in town. They barely make their house payments, and then they've got the taxes. And with the taxes, it could be taking food out of their children's mouths. And the people here are tired of the added expenses this is costing because of what he's doing. So that's what's being told to you, Mr. Odom, is the people in town would like the bleeding to stop. So the people that need the money to live are not paying it out in attorney fees.
My taxes are going up as well, and I'm not any happier than anybody in this room that $25,000 has gone to her firm for attorney's fees. Has anybody here attended the private meetings or the special meetings or the closed meetings that we've had?
We can't because we're not
right, exactly. I have. We've all attended all of them.
But you're a voter.
I know, let me finish. I know what's going on there. I know what's taking place. I don't like that $25,000 being spent any more than the rest of you. I know where it's going, and I know how it was spent, and I know why it was spent.
But it doesn't change the fact that you never turned it over in the first place when you said you were going to. When the sheriff's deputy was here, you had the opportunity to do that in 2 weeks, and you didn't.
Can I talk to you outside? I want to talk to her outside. Jeremy could do it. I want to do it. Call recess.
I'm not comfortable with that.
I just want to make one point, Kelly.
I'm not comfortable.
All right,
with
that's
that.
Fine. Then I can't make my next comment, which is very important.
It's a lie.
Anybody else from the audience? Citizens?
Councilman Owens, if your next comment is public data, there shouldn't be any reason why you can't make that comment.
But it's not.
Well, then by the pure definition of what we've gone through all of our training, then you should know full well you can't disclose privacy.
The city clerk can take her out.
The city clerk
office
also hasn't attained another attorney.
Mm-hmm. I haven't formally either. But this has to do with what that lady was asking or saying.
If it's private data, you know that we can't disseminate it.
All right, but I won't.
The fact that you're almost willing to disseminate it should be a kind of an eye-opener for the residents to understand more of the bigger picture that's been going on and why we spent the money that we've spent so far.
I know why it's spent.
Yeah, it's because
we all know why it's spent. I know where it went, and I sympathize with these people. It's my tax increase also. And if these people knew the truth of why that money was spent and how it was spent, and where it was spent, they would have a whole different attitude.
And we, when we sent out the information on the 30th of December on what started our ball rolling down where we're going to now, which all could have stopped at that letter, and we would not even be having this conversation.
And also, Mr. Odoms, the December 22nd meeting you recorded on tape stating that you were provided that information the next day you put it on your website. Are you willing to do that?
I'm sorry, Jeremy, say it again.
What are you sitting there for?
On December 22nd,
December 22nd, yep.
City Council meeting,
mm-hmm.
You stated if you were provided the letters which we sent out, the initial letter that Ms. Dome sent to you,
mm-hmm.
that kind of initiated the kickoff to this whole situation we're in, that if you were provided it, you would put it on your website the next day.
I was never provided with it.
You did not get the mass mailing?
Come on.
If
you would have said, here's the letter, could you put it on your website? Yes, I would have. I get a mass mailing that 240 other people get.
Which was specifically spelled out what was going to be sent out.
No.
If you had read the letter too that came out, you would have seen it.
I'm pretty sure it's the way your website's set up that you have that letter somewhere. I would like to think that you have that letter somewhere.
Are you talking about the letter I sent to him, Jeremy? Well, then he would have it because he received it from me.
Should be in his possession. So there would be no need to even send it.
Right.
But it was sent to you.
Oh.
Well, it shouldn't matter how you got it, if you got it by mail or got it handed to you.
If somebody would have sent me the letter and said, would you put this on your website? Yes, I would have. Going to my mailbox and getting the mail.
I'm asking you right now. I'll make a copy right now.
Wow.
We'll
bring you one and
we'll
put it on tomorrow.
What purpose is it going to serve? Everybody's seen it.
Well, maybe we get two sides of the story instead of one.
No.
A little bit.
Don't
and all the people in America that reads the website
right.
Know what's going on.
Right, because I like to apologize to residents because to a point it's frustrating and I wish as your clerk treasurer I could do more or tell you more. I really do. I mean, I know I don't live here, but I have to set your budget. And I do care. I've been here 20 years. I mean, if there's things out there about me, that's fine, but I do care as your clerk treasurer, and it is very frustrating for me as well as the council to see what's going on in a small town. And it can't be sustained. We can't continue to do this, and I agree there needs to be some resolution, but I hope the people here see that there's one roadblock.
All said.
I think I want to say one thing. Jeremy, I think I dealt with you 10, 11 years while I was in the council.
Yeah.
I think the people are behind you. Do an excellent job. It's tough. But I guarantee that the citizens are behind you. You're doing a damn good job for the city. The city was in a bad situation when you came. And you got us on our feet, back running, out of debt. Well, not out of debt, but that's where they should be at. So I think the citizens are on your side. And I know all former council members are.
I think we should give Jeremy a round of applause. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Anything else? Otherwise, I'm trying to beat this topic.
I have a question. If they find out what we can do to have him taken off the council, will that information be given to the residents? And if so, how?
Let me see. Why not?
Right.
That letters would go out to people, and because the people in town will act, because everybody's tired of it.
Yeah, so whenever you find out, go forward.
Yep.
Yeah, it would be public data, so it wouldn't be something that we would need to worry about going through a Data Practices Act or anything of that nature.
I think it's gotten to the point heard from others and the people in town, we're tired of bleeding. We don't want this to happen again. We'd like a resolution, but it doesn't look like somebody's willing to do a resolution. And maybe that's the resolution for the citizens, is to, if we can have him recalled off the council, to go ahead and do what we need to do.
Well, let's see what we can come up with. We're driving forward and out. There's enough interest.
Mm-hmm. There is.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to look at that. Off the top of my head, yeah. But I'll be in touch with Jeremy this week on that. Okay.
Kelly, I got a question. Some of the citizens were asking about impeaching. Could the citizens ask Mr. Odoms to step down?
Citizens can ask anything of any council member.
And could that happen? I mean...
Well, Mr. Odoms or any council member can step down at any time. I mean, I believe you have the ability to do that if you would want to do that. And then there would be declared a vacancy.
Mm, okay.
And then...
Yeah. Okay.
So Mr. Odoms could make that decision himself without having the public potentially do anything.
Okay.
But that would be up to Mr. Odoms.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wait for your response.
Yeah.
Anybody else from the...
We do have police officers here. I know my wife deals with a lot of private data. She's in medical, all that stuff. Subpoenas, has that been done for this hard drive? Correct, we can get subpoenas, or what is the other word I'm looking for? Basically a court order for him to go.
Warrant.
There you go.
Yeah, those are civil actions that we wouldn't assist you with, your attorney.
Right, and that's what I'm wondering, because I know she deals with all of that stuff constantly, daily.
Mm-hmm.
It is a handwritten piece of paper that says, we will either take it or you have to give it to us. Am I wrong, sir?
She would know a lot more.
I mean,
yeah, so a judge would have to sign
right off
on...
Granted, it's a court fee, I understand that, but then you know you have it.
But
am I wrong?
Yeah. Well, okay, see it. I don't have authority because I'm not a judge to do something like that,
yep.
But I'm not at liberty to discuss what's going on with that.
Yep, and like I said, I didn't know if there was that possibility that we can go that route, or if you have, fine. But
That would be the county attorney's office, not the city attorney. So that would be the county attorney's office that would be doing that if something like that were to happen.
Anybody else? Otherwise, we'll probably move to the next section of the thank you.
Yeah. Trying as hard as I can to effectuate a result.
We'll get there.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, you guys.
You're all welcome to hang around.
Keep us informed.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate it. Mr. Schultz.
To report on. Water and wastewater services, our sodium permanganate is down right now. That's that nasty chemical and what it does. It eats the check valves and the shutoffs and everything else. And it's been running good for about 6 months and now, started getting leaks and stuff. So the whole system needs to be rebuilt again, which I got the parts ordered. Should be either tomorrow or Thursday. So we'll get that back up and running.
What's that, Craig, this time? Sorry.
Back at the water treatment plant, the sodium permanganate.
Mm. That stinky stuff.
That nasty purple chemical. Yeah, it's pretty much ate up all the check valves and the shutoffs again. And so we ended up with leaks and took everything apart. The rubbers are all gone and everything in there again. So.
Did they make any?
No, it's just a.
It's
just a constant. I mean, with talking to other cities and even the chemical supplier.
Nothing out there to.
No. They just said you just gotta. Yeah. I mean, I told him I had 6 good months out of it, and he said I was lucky. So. But it's just gonna be an ongoing battle, but.
Where do they store it if it's so corrosive?
It has been ever since we've had the plant, so.
Yeah. It's.
Really nothing new.
It's kind of a special plastic tank because when it was leaking, I was catching it in a 5-gallon pail, a plastic pail, and I ate the bottom out of the pail.
Smell.
So, I mean, it's pretty bad stuff.
That's going for cleaning or into
our water? That goes into the water system, and what that does, it helps keep the...
Removes manganese?
Manganese. Yeah, the manganese is like a black... slimy chemical that sticks on the pipes and the water pipes and eventually hardens and closes down the pipes. So what that does is it takes the manganese off the pipes, basically puts it like in little balls, and then shoves it through our water system and it goes out into our ponds eventually. So yeah, it goes into that water system. So yeah, the backwash. And as far as I mean, I've asked around and talked to other people, and that's the only thing that that will take manganese out. So it's just something we got to deal with. So, and then city shop repairs. I had the floor all cut up, and we were going to run that. We were going to run that into the bathroom and tie into a sink drain, and put that into the sanitary sewer where legally it's supposed to be. And when I cut up the floor, I got up to the bathroom, and then I thought, I wonder if I'm going to have, because I found the main pipes underneath and they were pretty low. Well, then I tore the sink off and took that all apart, and I only had a 6-inch drop. And I conferred with Lenny Hilgers, and he said that as long as we didn't wash any vehicles or anything in that back stall, which should never happen anyway, he said that could be considered gray water, which we could run that into a sump basket and actually pump that outside. So I was going to do that. I was going to put it back in the corner behind the door so it was completely out of sight. But then I didn't know what kind of a big footing that thing was built on. So what I ended up doing was I put it right outside of the bathroom door. I cut all the concrete up and busted it out. Put a sump basket in there, put a gray water pump in there, replumbed the piping. The pipe that came in, I bulkheaded off so that can't get the water coming back from the drainage ditch anymore. And I just got a little bit of piping to do. I'm piping it up through the wall and into the sanitary sewer in the bathroom. So I got a little piping to do tomorrow. Then I got to do the cement, and after that, we can probably after the fish fry get the company in there to come and start removing all the
green stuff,
all the green and black and everything.
Did you find where all the pipes and stuff were in the floor?
I did, yeah.
That had to be a good job.
Well, I found that the two back drains were tied together, and I borrowed a fish tape from Carver County Parks. I knew I used to work out there. I knew we had a smaller one, and I kind of somewhat seen where they went, and that's where I started by cutting the floor, and then I thought it went out the back of the building. It doesn't. It goes kitty corner out the side, which was fine because, like I said, I just cut it off there, and I took about an 18-inch piece out of there. Like I said, I bulkheaded the one off so nothing can come back in there. And then I just replumbed everything into a sump basket today and backfilled it. And so, like I said, I got a little bit yet into the wall and into the sanitary.
So you dug and that a bunch of those drains out?
What's that?
You dug a bunch of those drains out?
Just one.
Oh, just one.
Yeah, just one. The one goes to the other, so that's where I cut, and that's where I found the piping and stuff. So. Yeah, like I said, I got a couple of pipes to glue tomorrow, and that way it's legal too. It goes into the, if anything ever would be washed back there, which there's really not enough room and stuff, but that way we're legal anyway. It goes into the sanitary sewer now, so. Yeah, we don't got to worry about, you know, if you pump it outside and it's winter, it's going to freeze out the back or whatever, too, so.
And there shouldn't be that
much
anymore.
No. The only time that should ever get water in it is if I wash the floor back there. That's about the only time, so. But at least we won't get the mud water backing back up into the building. That's where our problem was, and then everything got wet, and that's where the mold came from, so. So, yeah, like I said, I just, a little piping, and then I got to get some cement. Yeah, cement that you gave me there or whatever. Yeah. Them bags are all hard. They don't. I'll just have to get some cement and mix it up, and we'll get that taken care of here. Yeah. Hopefully by next week for sure, and then I don't, like I said, we probably don't want to tear it apart until after the fish fry because they use that down there. But, you know, like I said, then they can come in and have at it, so.
Alright. Anything else?
Nope, I don't. Any questions for me?
All the heaters working down there.
Good. Real good. Yep. Yeah, I think they're a little more efficient than what that big last
one was. Did other one ever get taken out, that heater?
Yeah, that's, they actually, when they installed the new ones, they took that one out, so.
And then the chimney's gone too?
Yep. So, yeah, that's all taken care of. And yeah, that big old one, that one ran all the time, and, you know, these here, they run a little bit, they shut off and stuff, and like I said, I think they're a lot more efficient, so. And both sides of the shop are warm now. It used to just be the back part, so. Yeah, that works out good, so.
Did you get a computer?
Kind of?
Yeah. About 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So they've got that set up for them. The only other thing we need to do is get Microsoft Office, an updated Microsoft Office. Trying to save the city some money. You use some of the free programs that will convert Office. But when you go on the state's websites, you have to use Office. So all this reporting and, you know, maybe the money
to cut this. Yeah, Minnesota Department of Health, they just redid their DMRs and stuff, and we tried to get on there to get me signed up to start doing the DMRs and stuff, and it just kicked it back and said that we didn't have Microsoft Office, and this is how we can buy it. So,
Jeremy, will that Microsoft Office work on more than one computer? Is it just
you
like
can buy it for usually now it's a yearly subscription. Now you can't just qualify if you own it. So it's a renewal type thing now. More money for kids.
Alright. Thank you. Look, another drop in back about the US way to work yourself. I just got my own stuff
to do. Okay. Sounds good.
Move on to the city clerk treasury report.
If anybody has any questions, concerns, or anything about the employee contract,
Yep, minus maybe Justin can help us with a signature.
Yeah.
Just one?
Yeah.
Pretty good. So far, one.
He's talking, but it's just there's one we can't figure out. Maybe he can has a little more knowledge for some signature. And then the only other thing is, you know, not tonight, but down the line here is once we get all the emails set up and everything, that we make sure that we look at an email policy that we have something ready for what we discussed last night.
Now, email policy, will that
just to clarify it a little bit better and tie it up, it's obviously it's not going to necessarily restrict what we do on those different mediums, but it's going to hopefully define a better parameter on what you should be doing as a city council member or a city employee. Yeah, and that. And I know we're going to meet on the 27th to go the personnel committee with the chief to go through the to get that ironed out as well. So now that we've folded everything this way.
Anything else on that?
No, nothing on that.
I just got a question for our fire department. And what emails are we getting? You think, or is that down the road yet? Who would get them?
I guess for now, do we want to do it for all officers, or do we want it? I mean, at least you as a chief, you probably want to
think chief.
Yeah, what you need just have a general one, Hamburg Fire at HamburgCity.com, or chief one.
You do like a chief one, that way it carries over. Maybe even two chiefs and two training officers would be, because they've got their own groups of training officers. It'd be good.
What we'll look at is we just have one email and everybody has access to emails. So the main thing here is make sure we keep it in city control. You know, that, you know, if we do have an email set up through our server, so.
Right, that's right. Because really, basically, it's just two chiefs and the two training officers are the only ones that do all. Where it'd be nice, where you just carry it over when you get a new officer, you just carry that email over, that way all the past information would be there for that next person.
So at least keep it separate. On the training officer side, I don't even know what he needs the most time, and he don't really care what we talk about. So at least do two separate ones from the training officer side. That's my personal opinion as the one of the training officers.
Right.
Because, you know.
That's good feedback. That's good. It's good for us to know that.
Yeah, I mean, it would be so much easier that way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have the chief right now is what we looked at. But
even like one training.
Like hammer training or something like that. Training officers.
Training officers.
Something like that.
We could do that.
Yeah, definitely. Accident with the city electronic sign. I mean, kind of touched that a little bit. Council's kind of hopefully been informed on what happened there. Just all I want to report is that whoever made that post did a pretty good job. So we should probably thank him.
The car doesn't look so good.
The post looks like it hasn't moved. I mean, I can't tell. I've looked at it, it looks good. The sign's working fine, so on our part, it doesn't look like we, you know, anything for us to report as of now. As far as damage after. Then just the other thing I have, I don't think it's a big deal, but I just thought I'd bring it forth. People have always kind of donated coffee makers up here, but I think they're probably about as old as me, and they're done. If there's any issue to purchase, you know, what is a coffee maker, $25?
Yeah, or so you can get one for $20.
So we have a $20 coffee maker up here, so it's something. That's one of the biggest requests, so.
As long as it stays here.
Right. You might want to hedge.
Yeah.
The ones that don't work, they're not going to take.
Well, they've got that right. We've got to have, maybe we can hold it for don't work.
Get a good one, though. Get a good one. Yeah. There you go.
Get a 40 cover.
It's not for me.
Anything else?
I have nothing else.
All right, we'll move on. So the extra claim for this.
So one thing I want to do is there's a handout for August claims. And it was never approved. We found this in the auditor's rough estimation to study some of the preliminary audit items. And checks 17537 to 17539. Basically payroll. It was never approved, so I'd like to get them three officially approved for a total of $2,214.24.
So moved. Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve checks number 17537 and 17539. Going back to the August claims list. So total $2,214.44. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Then moving to the December claims. $76.79. So as you see with the claims, one of the things I'm doing is trying to show the date so we know when this was approved. And also you'll see the kind of the total amount in bold, and then on the bottom and then on the right there you'll see at each meeting what we have. And another thing I can do is maybe put a date to that too, so we know when we're approving these amounts. This way it's just easier for the audit for confirmation.
So moved. Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the additional December claims as stated for a total of $43,776.79. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All
right. $177.56 to $177.92 for a total of $104,807.52.
So moved. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Approved the January claims list as stated. The cash payments. Check 17756. 17,792 total
$104,807.52. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to the council reports. Mr. Owens. Jeremy, and that gentleman who was here a couple of months ago or a month ago about his excessive water meter reading, is that settled down?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, he has gone back down to normal usage.
Okay.
So, what was it, 30-some thousand? Now this last billing we did, it was 4,700?
Yeah.
Which is about his norm. So, see why a meter would just go out of whack like that if something ain't running through it, make it spin. So,
how soon do you anticipate we'll be getting that new water meter stuff?
I just met with one of the salesmen a couple weeks, and I told him to come back in February. Because that's something I'd like to look in February before spring. I'd like to get the AUCA out of the way and look at meeting with certain companies on what metering system to go with and have some time. Maybe even consider throwing it out there and talk to other cities. You know, I mean, you're paying $10,000 for this reader.
Right.
You know, and we use it once a month.
Yeah.
That if we can pair up in another city, split the cost.
You probably signed a paper that Chan hasn't used that
system. Because I know Mayor's interested in doing them. They were last year. I have touched base with Luann to see if they're still looking at that.
But that's how they supposedly caught it over there. On these bills, I see that for Floyd Security, it always says water treatment plant. I guess I haven't gone over them real close, but Are you including the lift station as the water treatment plant when you list it so you don't differentiate?
Should not be listed as that. That would just be
an entry
error there.
I don't recall ever seeing a lift station specifically. You know, it may have been that I missed it. But.
Well, this August here we have, if you look at the August one, you can see that's the lift station.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, and they bill it quarterly.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
But I'll take a look. It's easy enough for me to look at that and decipher what's what. But I'll make a look at that.
Okay, that's all I got.
Mr. Rodolphus.
I noticed that we had that snow last Friday when it was warm out, and then it got cold real fast. There's a lot of the side streets are icy. Can we get Miller's to get a little salt out there? I know Jacob is. I just about fell a couple times on my way here, so if we can get them.
Actually, I talked to Brian. He approached us last night. So right now it was so cold. It wasn't.
Well, yeah, it's too cold. But it's too cold now because it doesn't do any good. But yeah. And we talked a couple meetings ago about the alleys and some of them needing gravel. Like I said, I know the one behind my house does. Can we set up something for Schultze to take a look at that stuff in the spring once the snow melts and everything and see which ones need it? And we'll
that's something Greg does too.
Yeah, okay, I'll take
a look at that and
put it on his schedule for the spring sometime that he can take a survey of the alleys that need gravel. Yeah, okay. That's all I got then.
Last Friday, I think it was. Yeah, last Friday, the Southwest Transit Authority met. We met at the Chaska City Hall. Just was kind of the kickoff meeting to the year. Interesting, the conversation that came out of that was, you know, we're still not 212 corridor. They're going, MnDOT's going through, or the federal government's going through, asking states to go ahead and identify corridors of commerce and freight corridors. Unfortunately, right now, 212 and other normal corridors you would think would be considered freight corridors aren't even defined as such. So MnDOT and this group and other transit groups are working to bring out a definition of what that would be. And the why that's important is that future funding is going to be tied specifically to freight corridors. And so in order for us to get some extra funding to complete four lanes of 212 from Chaska to the Dakota border, we're going to need to get that taken care of. And then also in the process, I was asked at the meeting if we were member paying dues, or if we were members and paying dues, and I asked Jeremy about it, and apparently we haven't paid any dues to the group, which, I mean, it hasn't really softened our ability to make a sound at the meetings, but it does restrict us from being able to vote on anything that goes forward in that. And I know there's a big transportation day coming up in March at the Capitol for people to go out and talk to their legislatures about getting more funding for freight. So my question to the council is, I like to see if us, it's $100 I think is the dues, would like to see us, you know, pay the due and become more of a member of that group, yeah, and then that way we can have more of a voice when decisions are made. Because even though 212 is a few miles down the road, as 212 gets done, it's going to impact us as a ripple effect, even though we're not directly on the corridor.
Need a motion on that? I make a motion we pay the $100, so we got our boys.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to pay the $100 fee to the
Southwest Transit Authority.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
It's the Southwest Corridor Transportation Coalition.
Yes. And then I'll get more information as it gets closer to the transportation day at the council, at the Capitol, so maybe we can have a contingent go down there and speak to our representative and our senator and anybody else we can bend ears for. The only other thing I have is you may have heard rumblings about it, but Zummerfest is not going to be Zummerfest like it has been in years past. It won't even be in the month of June. September 13th is the date that we're looking at going forward for right now. We have a skeleton idea of what that day is going to look like. We will be meeting again on February 3rd, I believe, is that first Wednesday, and at 6:30 here. So if anybody's interested in being part of the group, show up for that, because the idea is, even though the four different groups in town are going to be helping out with that as best they can, whether it's financially or otherwise, in order to make this really a more cohesive event, we're going to need citizens' involvement and other people that maybe now have direct ties to the fire department, to the baseball club, to the Lions Club, and to the Hunt and Fish Club.
September
13th, yeah.
Can it still say Zummerfest, or are we going to change that to City Celebration?
I think it's going to, the name's going to change as well. We're still working on a way. I think I may have found a new way to do the 501c that we'll be able to incorporate a much greater umbrella without having as much cost as it was originally intended to be.
February 3rd
at 6:30 up here.
Well, isn't that the same weekend that Carver does their steamboat day?
Yes.
Steamboat does that. Yeah, they do it right after Labor Day.
Yeah, but we figure that it's not. Well, we're going to draw from.
Not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
How come you're changing it from June?
It was the conversation surrounded around participation from the city as far as residents showing up for it, as well as just the time of the year. It's you got graduations, you got Father's Day weekend. More on a selfish point, my business, I'm out of town that weekend, so, I mean, I've always wanted to help, but I can't help, and I didn't feel like it should be part of the process if I wasn't going to be here. So.
Yeah.
So.
Mr. Kennedy?
No, sir. I got my question answered.
Okay. A couple things after your approach tonight that is kind of off. Or be bad with the whole some kind of set some kind of policy like you ran into tonight so we don't have everything that mentioned stolen and done.
Yep.
And next is the emails for the city are going to be in effect probably Thursday. So I'll give this to Jeremy. This is going to be all the addresses. We try to cut them off, give them to each other, and that way, you know, everybody's going to see each other's passwords. So,
yeah, might as well do that before we leave here tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
And make a copy of that, and then give everybody theirs, and then just send them a mass one on Thursday to test it.
Well, they should just set it up so that the first time you sign in, you have to change your password. That's a lot of places. I know that. With all the hospitals that I work at, things that I've worked at, and things like that, when you sign in your first time, they give you a generic one, but you sign in the first time, and they make you change it to something that you're going to remember so that nobody else will get it from you.
So,
maybe
I'll need to respect.
And then we'll get the training one added on.
Yeah, like Hamburg training, something like that. At least have the name. and it's so then the guys know when the big mass time.
Yeah.
Is there any way we can cut down on the number, the amount of spam emails that we get that really don't apply to us?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to know what's going on in Hamburg, but I really don't care what's going on, you know, on the other side of the country or elsewhere.
Are you talking like the Met Council ones we get? Or?
No, like, and we get just a whole bunch of them that you just automatically forward to us.
Usually don't form a chief that pertain to the city, you know. I mean, I don't consider them spam or anything that forward. It's basically, it's anything that is kind of, you're considering either like county-based, but it's still in support of the city to review what, you know, the county's regulations are because it affects us.
Well, yeah, and I understand, but I mean, like, we got that big long thing about the weather here, you know, a month or so ago, and we already knew about it because everybody signs up, they got the weather app on their phone.
Well,
it's
a county publication. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be sitting there and deciphering.
Oh, you don't want to be the editor. I understand that.
Joe wants these emails.
Yeah,
I
understand.
Timmy wants, you know, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I guess. Yeah. Or shoot me an email. I mean, I guess I do everything I sent, so you sent to all the phone directors.
Well, and I agree with that.
Anything else?
No, I just, for anybody who has their, you know, or have an email published, since we are going live on Thursday, I would encourage everybody to get that, anything that needs to be updated ASAP, so that way it can be used properly going forward.
Anything else?
Thanks for the D-ring binders.
Otherwise,
I'd
look for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.